این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illallah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
Imam Khomeini's speech on the holy month of Ramadan. God forbid, if there are any lapses on your part, ask Allah's forgiveness and beseechingly implore Him that you will be more careful in future so that the Almighty may throw open the doors of His grace and compassion to you and may guide you in this straight path. But before this, the spiritual travelers will have to observe the following stages. Self-conditioning, contemplation, and self-examination are essential prerequisites for a seeker or mujahid of truth who is battling with his self.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, dear sisters and brothers from all over the world. You are listening to Spring of the Truth from IRB English Radio. In this program, we recite some of the sentences and speeches of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh, who is the great marja and the political leader of the Islamic Revolution of Iran. Since we are in the holy month of Ramadan, today we want to speak about this month in the viewpoint of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh. Well, about the prosperities of the holy month of Ramadan, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh said, "This holy month of Ramadan has so much prosperity that we cannot perform the appropriate appreciation of even one blessing of this month in case we get a moral satisfaction in this month. We try our best to keep such satisfactory feeling, and if not, we must be sorry for not gaining this feeling and try to perform better and better to gain it." You know, the blessings and prosperities of this month are so much that suffice it to say that according to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when the month of Ramadan starts, the gates of the heaven are opened and the gates of the hell are closed and the devils are chained. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens the doors of His mercy, and whatever a Muslim and faster asks his God will be given to him or her. The Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, said that if people knew of the delicacies of Ramadan, my ummah would wish that the whole year were Ramadan. Verily, paradise is decorated for Ramadan from the beginning to the end of the year.
Ya Rabbana, salli ala Taha al-Nabi.
صلى الله عليه
صل يا
رسول الله
يا ربنا صل على طه النبي وآله.
One of the prosperities of this month is the feeling of surur or happiness that comes to the heart of a faster. And for sure, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi intends such moral blessings within the soul of a faster. So we must try our best to take the advice of our great Imam and take advantage of these prosperities as much as we can. Let's just recite this great sentence of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi about the prosperities of the holy month of Ramadan. In that regard, he said, "The holy month of Ramadan has so much prosperity that we cannot perform the appropriate appreciation of even one blessing of this month. In case we get a moral satisfaction in this month, we must try our best to keep such satisfactory feeling, and if not, we must be sorry for not gaining this feeling and try to perform better and better to gain it."
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Every night and every day, never forget to say La ilaha illallah.